Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jeff Ramson is here. Jeff's back. He's become a new member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of PCG Advisory Group, a full-service investor relations and strategic advisory firm. He's a cryptocurrency expert, and he's joined us today again to give us another installment on his thinking on how things are going and where they're going and why you and I need to know about them and why we should care. Jeff, welcome back.
Jim, how you doing? Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back, as always. Thank you for your time. Hey, Jeff.
Sure.
I was reminding the audience before you got here that the two things that are going on right now that I consider to be internet class disruptors that we could have seen in the internet in 94, 95, 96, 97, in that era, I didn't really catch on till around 97. But prior to that, a whole lot of people were already getting set up to take advantage of the internet. They saw a whole lot more than I did. Well, I believe we're in another one of those eras right now, and the disruptor is not the internet. The disruptor is going to be cryptocurrency and, I think, blockchain-type technology. And the reason I'm saying blockchain-type technology is because there are variations on that theme. What do you think about that?
Well, I totally agree. I think that, similar to what we saw back then in the 90s is occurring now. And, the way I like to look at it is, what happened in the 90s was the ability for the transfer of information, which was, groundbreaking, right, that we could all communicate and share information digitally. And it took a few years for everyone to catch on and for it to be useful to the public. And just look at email, right? Before email, there was no, looking at it now, you'd think it's always been there. But
right.
it wasn't, and people have to look back pre-email and post. And I look at crypto as the next wave like that, which allows for the transfer of value, which we've not seen before. So I think once, again, it's the same thing. It's not yet ready for prime time, meaning the public, is not yet ready for fully utilizing it, but we're on our way.
There's a term on balance sheets that you've seen many times called cash and cash equivalents. You've seen that term before, right? And,
sure,
and when
of course,
they're thinking
yeah.
of cash equivalents, one of those cash equivalents would be bartered items. I mean, there's a whole – I'm not sure how developed it is now, but during the period, the 21-plus years I've been doing my show – There were actually barter, marketplaces that I reported on,
right.
And so you could have stores of value in the form of a barter account where you'd have a value stored in a barter marketplace that you had traded some gasoline for some concrete blocks or something just to use some silly examples. Those were cash equivalents. And they were used because somebody gave you value for that, in a rudimentary way. Those were early cryptocurrencies, weren't they?
Right. Well, you're right. Well, yeah, they're used for exchanging value and for goods and services, and whatever people are willing to accept in exchange for services as value is great. The difference.
Pardon me, Jeff. Yeah. What you just said, the magic word though, and that's the point. The reason I brought it up. Whatever people are willing to accept, what I deem worth something. So I didn't think crypto, I didn't think Bitcoin was worth $18,000, but it might be worth $2,000 or $3,000, right? I mean, we all have our own level of value, and that's an important point to make about cryptocurrency because it is not backed by any kind of a nation state, any kind of full faith and credit of a country like other currencies are.
Correct. It's literally backed by just people's acceptance of it. It's just based on agreement, which sounds kind of funny. But when you think about it, you know, gold, while we all just take for granted that it has value, the reason gold has value is because somebody declared it, you know, thousands of years ago as having value. There's no real true intrinsic value.
Well,
to
but
it.
It's beautiful. But wait now, Jeff. The thing about gold is it's handy because it's malleable. It can be formed into stuff, and it's beautiful. Nope, you know, cryptocurrencies, you can't even see it.
No, that's true. But, you know, the benefit of cryptocurrency, and I really, you know, from my perspective, I really refer mostly to Bitcoin when I'm talking about this when it comes to a store of value. Like, I think Bitcoin has become an accepted, or it's growing in acceptance as a store of value, and I look at it really like a digital gold. And, you know, for the digital age, it has beauty. I mean, you're not going to wear it, but the good thing about Bitcoin is it is easily transferable. It's got a marketplace where you can, you know, you can see a consensus of value, which I think is very important, and you can transfer it. So, you know, gold is not that easy to carry around gold.
But gold is sort of like a currency, even today, even though our currency is not based on gold. And the price doesn't fluctuate that rapidly. But I'm worried about Bitcoin, for example, or other cryptocurrencies. Because they could be more like oil. You know, oil is based, denominated in dollars. But look how it's been run up. People speculate on oil, and so if you put some money, you know, some of your capital into oil, and the price goes up or down, then you're significantly affected. Same thing with a cryptocurrency. That's what I'm concerned about with it. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a fair point. I think that, you know, what happened in 2017 was an anomaly. The market wasn't ready yet for, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was certainly open to manipulation.
That shouldn't happen again, should it, Jeff?
I don't think so for a variety of reasons. One, I think
Hold on, I'm going to let you talk about that again after the break. And also, folks, where are we going with this?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.